This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hi, I'm Zoe Gabrielson, your host of Green Talks, the weekly radio show where we talk about some initiatives that are going on in Lexington and here at UK that have been funded by the Student Sustainability Council. Today, I'm joined by Claire. She's going to introduce herself and tell her a little bit about the project that she's working on and what we're going to be talking about today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Hilbrecht. I'm a sophomore NRES and geography student and an at-large member of the SSC. This fall and going into the spring, I've been working with Shane Tedder and Jennifer Taylor from the Office of Sustainability to revitalize and redevelop the Pick It Up campaign here at UK.
That's awesome. And for those of you who might be new listeners, the SSC, the Student Sustainability Council, is an entirely student-run organization that allocates funding to different initiatives. So things like Claire's campaign, a lot of the other projects that we have talked about and will talk about during this show have received funding by the SSC, and that's a resource that's available for all students or staff on campus who have ideas for those projects. So, with that in mind, this project was one that was funded by the SSC. So, can you tell us a little bit about what the Pick It Up campaign is?
Yeah, the Pick It Up is a campus-wide campaign housed within the Office of Sustainability with the goal of eliminating litter on campus. This campaign has been developed to support and recognize the outstanding work that UK Grounds does on a daily basis. It encourages students to help keep UK's campus beautiful and prevent litter from reaching local waterways and harming wildlife. Pick It Up does this through an Adopt-a-Spot program, which is a program in which teams composed of campus organization members, sororities, fraternities, or simply just groups of friends choose one of the 14 zones that we've mapped out on campus, and they are to participate in at least 2 monthly cleanups of their adopted zone during the spring semester. Before this, Pick It Up will host a kickoff event for participating teams in which students will meet with UK Grounds and Facility Services employees to kind of gain a better understanding of their impact on campus and familiarize themselves with their adopted zone. To incentivize the cleanups, each participant will receive Pick It Up swag and prizes, and teams that sweep their zone in all 3 months will be invited to an exclusive Pick It Up celebration in April to thank them for what they did.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun for the people who are going to be involved. So it seems like this is a really important issue. It sounds like it's one that's important to you. What inspired the project?
So the project was first developed several years ago in response to a growing concern about litter on UK's campus. There's actually stories of Eli Capilouto just walking around campus with armfuls of litter. And while it's gotten a lot better and we have a phenomenal grounds team, it's still important that UK students take responsibility for their campus and clean up the litter that is around us. And so after a while, the project was kind of put on the back burner, but we're now revitalizing it to continue to engage the UK student body in this campus-wide effort to eliminate litter on campus.
Cool. So why should we care? Obviously, none of us like to see trash laying around, but what are some of the bigger implications and why students in particular should care about litter as a problem?
The issue of litter on campus is one that we should all care about because UK is our home and it's important that we take ownership of it. I feel like it's really easy for students to turn a blind eye and walk past litter without taking the small amount of time that it takes to pick it up and dispose of it properly, because of that, it's really easy for litter to enter into local waterways and harm wildlife. And it's important that we keep our campus environment clean to encourage people to spend more time outdoors and gain a better appreciation of nature, as well as just protect nature.
Yeah, I think that the environment all around us is one that we don't always think about for kind of nature. I know that one of the things that I've tried to remind myself of and the people that I engage with is that nature doesn't just necessarily look like, you know, if you go to the gorge and stuff. It's also important for us to recognize that nature's all around us. So, you know, we talked a little bit about why students should care. What are the three pillars? And can you tell our listeners a little bit about what those are and how your project exemplifies them?
So the three pillars of sustainability, in case you don't know, are society, the environment, and the economy. And for something to be sustainable, the goal is that it encompasses those three pillars. And Pick It Up does that because it serves to meet the needs of UK's campus environment while supporting the work of UK Grounds and engaging undergraduate students in environmental efforts in ways that promote the environment, economy, and society. Pick It Up advances a model of environmental stewardship by teaching students how to be stewards of the earth and giving them the opportunity to take responsible care of the environment. And this leads to a safer and cleaner environment on campus and behavioral changes in students who maybe before would walk past litter, but now they are more incentivized to do otherwise. It also has indirect economic implications because picking up litter where it originates can mitigate the cost of cleanup further downstream as these pieces of litter make their way into storm sewage and enter waterways and oceans. Also, it can help build retention rates and recruitment for UK. If we have a beautiful campus free of litter, then that can have an impact on students wanting to come here. And so that's another indirect economic implication. And for the society, the work that students will be doing during the Adopt-a-Spot cleanups will benefit the entirety of the UK community. And it serves all affiliates of UK, the undergraduate students, graduate students, faculty, staff, and visitors. And it unites these groups under one simple message, which is to eliminate litter on UK's campus. And it gives participants a sense of ownership over UK's environment. And hopefully over time, we can see these behavioral shifts in students, faculty, and staff at UK, leading to less litter on campus in the future and in the surrounding community as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really great description. So what is the timeline like for your event? You mentioned some of the things that are going to be happening, like the kickoff and stuff. But, you know, what's already been done? What do you still have left to do? What are you excited about?
So far, we've recruited teams for the Adopt-a-Spot program. We've been doing that since late November. And we'll continue to do that until the sign-up deadline on January 29th. So if anyone is interested, be sure to sign up. You can do so on the Office of Sustainability's website. If you go under Get Involved, the Hub, and then Campus Campaigns, it's just right under Pick It Up. And we've also purchased the UK Pick It Up participation prizes, which includes T-shirts made from recycled materials, UK dining meal vouchers, and UK Pops reusable metal straw, shopping bag, and water bottle. So we're trying to invoke a feeling of sustainability with these prizes. And currently we're working on organizing the kickoff event for the Adopt-a-Spot initiative, as well as the cleanups. And we're also in the process of updating our informational video from a few years ago to include current students such as myself. And I'm really excited about getting the cleanup started because I think it will be a powerful representation of UK students taking ownership of our campus and the environment as a whole. And I think it will be a really successful semester for the campaign, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I love the fact that you guys are using those sustainable materials. That's a really great way to tie that in. Mm-hmm. So what are some other environmental issues that are related to litter? How does it tie into the rest of the environmental concerns that folks may have?
Yeah, so, I mean, the issue of litter can definitely be related to other environmental issues that students care about. Litter, especially plastics, really can harm wildlife and negatively impact the ecosystem. It's also really important to be good stewards of the earth so that we can preserve it for future generations. Litter disrupts people's ability to appreciate the beauty of nature, which contributes to the issue of people being detached from nature that we often see in our generation especially. For these reasons, litter really is a part of a wider issue that carries into many other fields of environmental activism and awareness.
Okay, awesome. So we talked a little bit about recycling last semester. We talked to Joanna Ashford. She told our listeners what you can and can't recycle, which is always a really important thing to keep in mind. How can we as individuals help to keep our campus and our community clean, whether that involves recycling or other tips you might have?
Yeah, so the best way really is just not to be complacent when you're hanging out on campus or walking to class. It's really easy just to turn your head when you see litter on the ground, especially if it's not yours. But honestly, if everyone picked up a piece of litter whenever it came across their path, we would have a much cleaner and more environmentally friendly campus. I think paying attention to what is around us is definitely key to doing that.
Okay, awesome. So you guys watch out for litter, and if you see something, do something about it. So this seems like it's a pretty big initiative. Did your team have any challenges that you had to overcome to get this project started?
Well, there weren't really many challenges in getting the project started, per se. It first came about, like I said, several years ago. I think that it just kind of got overshadowed by other projects at first. And so once I reached out and asked if there's anything I could do, it was pretty easy to get it started again. We met with UK Grounds and UK Recycling and UK Dining, and they were all really excited about getting it started back up. So we had a lot of support. But what is kind of difficult is just getting the word out there. Students get information in various different ways, so we've had to strategize and utilize many different methods of spreading awareness about this campaign. So I think that that's the biggest challenge.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys are doing a great job. So we mentioned earlier that you received funding from the SSC. Was that like an important part of the project? Like, what was the role of the SSC?
Yeah, the SSC was very generous in granting us over half of our budget to help fund this project. We had support from UK Dining and UK Recycling and Grounds, but they definitely helped out. So the money will go toward the meal vouchers and t-shirts that will incentivize students to participate in this campaign. And so without them, we wouldn't really have very many incentives, which would make it much more difficult for students to get involved.
Okay, great. So if students are interested in learning more about this initiative, how would they go about finding that information?
Yeah, for more information, students can just go on the UK Sustainability webpage and find us under the Get Involved, the Hub, and Campus Campaigns tab. They can also go on our website, which is www.uky.edu/sustainability/pickitup. And finally, be on the lookout for our campaign's mascot, Gnarly the Gnome, around campus. He'll be giving out prizes to students who find him and dispose of a piece of litter properly, as well as providing more information about the campaign.
Okay, great. Did you have any more things that you wanted to share with our listeners, or did we pretty much cover it?
I think we covered it.
Okay, awesome. Well, Clara, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Green Talks. We always love hearing from people who have had their initiatives funded. So we're going to wrap up the interview portion. Remember, our new time for the spring semester of Green Talks is 4 to 5 on Wednesdays, and you don't want to miss an episode. We're going to get back to the music, and don't forget to keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.